Time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune. He rewrites that tune in the style of a great composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone who tries to name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Casey Wilkinson is on the line. She lives in Council Bluffs, Iowa, works across the river in Bellevue, Nebraska. Casey, welcome to PT.
Thank you.
Great to have you. And you're actually at your workplace right now. Is that right?
Yes.
And tell me about your workplace.
I work as a piano accompanist for Bellevue East High School. We have 3 concert choirs, a couple of show choirs, a vocal jazz group. So we do a lot of different things, and I love my students. I love the people I work with, and I think they're excited to hear me on the program. So
that's great. It's wonderful when you can have those kinds of musical partnerships in your lives.
Yes.
That's great. Well, Casey, Bruce will play the piano puzzler for you. Your job will be to try to name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. I don't know what's coming either. I'm sitting across from Bruce. The keyboard's turned away from me. The music stand is turned away from me. So we can brainstorm on this together if you run into any problems along the way, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler. Wow, that was dreamy.
Yeah.
Well, Casey, what do you think? What did you hear in that piano puzzler?
I'm definitely hearing some impressionistic sound. So the most obvious guess there probably would be Debussy.
Very good. You got it.
Debussy, a music in the style of Claude Debussy.
Parfait.
Acing it.
All right, yay.
So what made you think, Casey, that sounds like Debussy?
Kind of that dreamy whole tone scale sound.
Yeah.
Bruce, what's a whole tone scale?
Well, the whole tone, the wrong accent. The whole tone scale is the notes of only the whole tones. So instead of, which has whole tones and half steps, it's all whole tones. And there are only 6 notes in the scale because then we get back. So right at the beginning, that's what you heard. Notes from the whole tone scale. Quite a lot of them, not exclusively, but quite a lot of whole tone scales, which one of Debussy's favorite techniques to use that.
So Casey, nicely done. Claude Debussy was the composer whose style Bruce was mimicking. What about the hidden tune?
I think I'm hearing where it's supposed to be, but I'm not sure if I recognize it.
Do you have a title in mind, or just the tune sounds familiar?
It doesn't even sound familiar, but I think I hear what you're trying to bring out melody-wise.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I'm just not sure
Well, you know, the harmonies are so far away from...
Yeah.
So I'm going to play just the opening few bars,
the title of the tune is in the opening phrase.
Okay.
Yeah, boy.
I don't think I'm hearing it.
There's the shape of a tune in there, but I'm not picking out the name of it.
Ah, okay. Well, here's a spot in the middle where the tune is maybe a little more obvious. Anything happening there?
American folk song?
It's a folk song, but it's not American.
Oh.
Oh, this is interesting. Even Fred is not sure.
Yeah, I'm definitely not sure.
I'll tell you what, I'll play the opening phrase with the same weird left hand, but I'll leave out the lower notes in the right hand.
Okay.
So you're getting only the tune, but there's still the wrong chords. It's just the harmonies are so wrong. It's a little disturbing.
I can hear what it's supposed to be. I mean, I'm going to feel silly if it's something I do know, but...
Is it an English folk song?
You're as close as you can get.
Is it like Irish blessing or something from Ireland?
It is something from Ireland. Yeah, you're getting really close now.
Okay.
I think you should work on that.
It's a very happy, pleasant song.
True.
About a part of your face.
That is correct, Fred. Okay, Fred.
Irish smile.
Yes, you know the whole title?
When... When Irish something are smiling, maybe.
Yes.
When Irish eyes...
Yes.
Eyes are smiling.
When Irish eyes are smiling. Yeah.
I'm not sure I knew that.
Teamwork, we found our way there. And all of that redone in the style of Claude Debussy.
When Irish eyes are... It's very strange. I know.
When Irish eyes are smiling, rewritten in the style of Claude Debussy. Wow, what a contrast to throw those two together.
Yeah, they really don't belong together.
Casey, nicely done. You got Claude Debussy right away, and that's really the heart of the Piano Puzzler, is recognizing the style, the sound, the signature sound of great composers, and you did exactly that.
Well, thank you.
And Bruce, wow.
Strange.
I would love to hear that one more time, now that we know what it is.
Yes.
Is that possible?
I think so. Let's try it.
Thank you.
That lilting Celtic tune, When Irish Eyes Are Smiling, in a dreamy setting reminiscent of the style of Claude Debussy. This week's Piano Puzzler from Bruce Adolph and Casey. Nicely done. You recognize the style of Debussy instantly. Casey Wilkinson, how do you hear Piano Puzzlers when you're not playing them on the air?
On KVNO.
KVNO, great public radio station out of Omaha. Casey Wilkinson, thanks so much for playing this week's Piano Puzzler.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.
Another challenging piano puzzler from Bruce Adolph. If you enjoy this podcast, you can sign up for our email newsletter. It arrives every Tuesday with things you won't find anyplace else, a sneak preview of the Piano Puzzler that'll be on the air the very next day, plus an archived Piano Puzzler episode you might have missed. Also, behind-the-scenes videos and stories that you won't hear on our radio show. Sign up for the weekly Piano Puzzler newsletter on our website, yourclassical.org/performance today. I'm Fred Child. I'll catch you next week.